2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 23. I call God as my witness on my very life that I avoided coming to Corinth in order to spare you. Not that we are lording it over your faith, but we are working together with you for your joy. For you stand firm by faith. Chapter 2. That is why I made up my mind that I would not make another sad visit to you. For if I made you sad, then who is there to make me glad, other than those I made sad? I am writing for this very purpose, that when I arrive, I will not be made sad by those who should make me glad. I am confident about all of you, that what gives me joy is what gives joy to all of you. In fact, out of much trouble and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears. My goal was not to make you sad, but that you would know how very much I love you. Now, if anyone has caused sorrow, he has not done it to me, but to all of you to some extent, not to overstate it. This punishment inflicted on such a person by the majority is enough, so that instead you should rather forgive and comfort him, or else such a person could be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. For that reason, I urge you to reaffirm your love for him. In fact, this was also the purpose of my writing. I wanted to know the result of your being tested, that is, if you are obedient in all things. If you forgive anyone anything, I do too. To be sure, if I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven it in the presence of Christ for your sake, so that Satan would not take advantage of us. We are certainly not unaware of his schemes. When I came to Troas to proclaim the gospel of Christ, and a door was opened for me by the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went on to Macedonia. Thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and reveals the fragrance of his knowledge through us in every place. Yes, we are the fragrance of Christ for God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To some, we are the odor of death that is a prelude to death. To the others, the fragrance of life that is a prelude to life. And who is qualified for these things? To be sure, we are not like many who peddle the word of God for profit. Instead, in Christ, we speak with sincerity in the sight of God as men from God. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.